The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boot.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talk the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
No, having you on 2 days in a row now, I mean, this is big time.
How in
it's
the
like
world,
old times.
Man, how in the world, and I wasn't on, so, you know, within the show, you only talk X number of minutes through the commercials, and then, of course, with the share airtime, and man, people were really getting after me yesterday. A bunch of people were screenshotting me different things, and I was like, wow, like, I talked for like 8 minutes. And in those 8 minutes, I guess I really said the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Powerful words.
Apparently. I had a guy direct message me on Instagram to ask if you had an Instagram so he could send you a message directly and voice his support for your comments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he actually was like, I really like Nick's comments.
He may have been
really
trying to trick you. Then he was going to be like, oh, I couldn't find his Instagram. Can you send me his phone number? And then he's going, oh, no, you know what? I'm just going to show up to his house.
First off, I would never do that. I never give out a phone number. Only Ty gives out people's phone numbers unsolicited. So
hold on. Ty gave out your phone number?
He did.
I hope it was like a male groupie.
No. It was he was trying to get a rebate on his insurance and then just said, oh, well, no, let me have to do some referrals.
What?
Yes, he had to do some. He wanted his referral money. So he had to give it out to a certain amount of people, and he gave out my phone number. So
got
I was
a
getting
gift card out of it too.
Yeah, he got a
$25.
Yeah, he got all this
Amazon out of it.
Good for you.
Didn't even ask.
He's
gotten called like 10 times.
I get phone calls all the time about trying to get new insurance and stuff. And I was like, if you're going to give out my number,
is that why I'm getting these calls too?
Man, probably. If you are, you know where it's coming from. So again, I don't do that. Ty only does that. Gives out the numbers unsolicited.
Okay.
It reminds me of a story. When Craigslist first came out.
Oh, I know. This is funny.
You could just about do anything on there.
Oh, yeah.
Someone put, like, free pygmy goats or whatever, some kind of animal on there, free puppies or something on there, and put my brother's number on there. And, of course, he knew nothing about it, knew not where these calls were coming from. They were calling me at all hours of the day about the free puppies. And finally, one of his buddies fessed up to it, you know.
How many phone calls did he get?
Hundreds, you know.
Yeah.
Free puppies?
Yeah.
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 Well, see, and then
it wasn't puppies, guinea pigs, but that's what it was.
Guinea pigs.
Oh. And then
still,
he's getting all these questions about,
yeah,
you
exactly.
know. That's the funniest part. Because
they're calling at 10 at night, 2 in the morning, you know.
Just whatever time they decided.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, no, we did something similar. We're in the student section. We got a hold of Willie Cauley-Stein's phone number.
Oh, man. He had to change numbers.
Yeah, because of us. We put out on Craigslist that we were giving away a free bicycle in Portland, Oregon. And apparently got a lot of calls that way.
He thought that was pretty funny, though. He thought that was pretty clever.
No, he had a good sense of humor about it all. And then, a friend of mine, part of the student section, not me, was catfishing him. Talking about, he was a girl named Sarah that was on the volleyball team. We just looked up a girl on the volleyball team's named Sarah and had some fun with him that way and text messages and whatnot. So, yeah,
used to be a girl named Jessica on the volleyball team.
Yeah, we really remember her.
Yeah.
Things have certainly been different ever since then.
We didn't know she was on the volleyball team until after
had no
her
idea
career
who
was
she
over.
Yeah, I had no idea who she was until after she was no longer a volleyball player. But, yeah, I guess, is that a bad thing if you do that? Like, should you never do that to a friend, even as a joke, as a prank, to give out your phone number in that capacity? Is that off limits?
I honestly think that it depends on their line of work, or it depends on how, and I'm doing air quotes right now, people that can't see us, which is everybody, or it depends on how important they are. I wouldn't give out anybody's personal cell phone number if you were, you know, like, I wouldn't give out anybody's on a radio show. Definitely wouldn't give out any of those numbers. You know, no coaches, athletic directors. But like, if I just had a regular friend that just was a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, yeah, I give out their number at any time to anybody.
One of the best gotchas is is a, a, a buddy of ours got a new cell phone, and you know when you say, when you have it back then, you it'd say when you'd call it, it'd say this person has not set up their voicemail yet. Mm-hmm. Well, if you knew enough about the system at that time, you knew how to get in
and set it up
for them. Well, another buddy helped him out, and let's just say he put a voice message on there that was less than flattering about this person.
How long did it take him to figure it out?
Oh, it was hilarious. And then he changed the passcode to where this person couldn't get in and change it.
That's funny.
And he didn't figure it out till everybody at dinner one night, about 20, was passing the phone around the table, and everybody was cracking up, but no one would tell him what it was about. And then he was getting calls, and they were like, dude, you might want to check your voicemail out.
So it took him until people started telling him about it. So yeah. How long of a period was that?
Half a day.
Oh, okay.
The funny part was he didn't know how to change it. The person that changed it had forgotten the code they put in when they changed the passcode. And he essentially had to go Willie Kallenstein and throw his phone away.
See, that's the worst, and that's what I'm saying. It's like
another good gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, see, because I'm all about pranks. I'm all about having fun like that. But I think that there's certain things like handing out information, like someone's phone number, that can get dicey. Although I've done that before on Craigslist. We had a friend of mine that said we have 5 pounds of free sausage, and on Saturday morning, there's just.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I mean, and it was just people calling in, leaving voicemails and all that stuff. It's all in good fun, but.
Well, this one was a voicemail that said, I can't come to the phone right now because me and it gave another guy's name are in the hot tub and we can't get to the phone right now. We'll get back to you when we can.
So needless to say, he probably had some interesting voicemails and some inquiries that had a few questions of their own.
Right.
Why you'd leave that behind. That's awesome. See, that's great. And then I think that that's all in good fun as long as it's about the intent of it all. So, but you can't do that anymore with phones or set it up that way with voicemails.
I think that's reasons like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
No. Oh, man. Yeah, that would be bad. But the whole point is that I guess going back to it, I'm not going to hand out anybody's phone number. I wouldn't do that to somebody. Because I have had also that same thing happen too where it's like, I need Tommy's number. And then I'm like, well, here's the office number. Because I don't know who it is. I don't know what they want.
Thank you.
That's what I do.
Because
I'm
going to tell you what. If I can ever get a hold of Veronica at Credit Card Services, me and her are going to have a talk. Because I'm tired of her calling me.
Yes. Yeah, from credit
She's
card.
She's calling me, but anytime I talk back to her, she just keeps talking. Just keeps talking,
Can't get rid of her?
Can't get Veronica to quit calling me at Credit Card Services. Anyone else have that problem?
Did you block the number?
It doesn't matter. It keeps coming up a different number.
Yeah.
And they're local numbers. That's the part that really pisses me off. Is this a potential client? Is this my kid's school? Is this... You don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like you can't not answer it.
Congratulations. This is Hilton. You have won a 99-day vacation in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Yeah, mine's trying to inquire about my student loans. Like every single time, it's a fraud thing. But when it's a local, it's like. But those
you better write it off.
But those local numbers, man.
Yeah,
I don't trust them. So it sucks.
We got to get Tom Cotton and Bozeman on this deal. Forget about the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Let's really.
This is what we need to do.
This is the most important stuff. Priorities.
Absolutely.
Priorities is what we need to have.
I guarantee it's affected more people than. Some of this other garbage they deal with up there.
People get a lot more upset and up in arms about that stuff.
Do y'all get the same calls?
No, I do. Yeah. But I said mine's only about student loans.
You know me. If
stupid robocalls.
Hey, if your name doesn't pop across my screen, I'm not answering it.
See, that's how I am. I'll let it go to the voicemail.
I'm getting more and more that way. Yeah.
Yeah. But when
you're in sales, I'm in the business of...
A little different line of work.
Yeah, I'm in the business of sales. I'm not retired like Nick Mason. Come in with donuts on Thursdays. I haven't made it in life. I didn't hit the big slot machine out there.
I made sure that the limo's going to pull up earlier today, so...
Will you swing by my house some morning and pick me? I just want to say I've come to work in a limo.
I will. I got you. Well, the only problem is like you're an overachiever. What time do you get here?
Not too early. It's only about 5:30.
Oof.
Ooh.
That's 29:30. Too early for me.
I'll come in late one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll come by and scoop you.
Yeah. Yeah, scoop me. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Won't that be a sight? Make sure you have the camera ready for that one, Ty. See,
yeah.
Tommy Kraft, Nick Mason rolling out of the limousine.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skipping. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
Go to the phone lines. We welcome in Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Good morning, Tom. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to be on.
Hey, it's good to have you on as always, man. And it's been an interesting show today, and we'll just start with the thing that everyone's been talking about is Kelly Bryant, the quarterback from Clemson, announces that he will be transferring out of the program, going to be a graduate transfer, looking to play for a different football program next season. And Arkansas, with the relationship of Chad Morris, the philosophy they want to run, it just kind of makes sense that maybe something like this could take place. Do you think that would be the right move for Arkansas, that if they have an opportunity to take someone like Kelly Bryant, they move on that and make sure they get him on campus?
Well, it's certainly a very intriguing scenario. A guy who's proven himself, a guy who's taken a team to the college football playoff, with a excellent structure around him, and certainly very few people in the country who are as, you know, in position to weigh in on who Kelly Bryant is and his character than Chad Morris. So he and his staff need to weigh, you know, all the information they can in this situation. And I don't know what the ultimate deal will be. I've heard some people who think that probably would not be Arkansas, but it's certainly an intriguing scenario. And of course, you know, Taj Boyd was on the college Insider or College Campus Confidential yesterday, saying that the Arkansas offense would be a good fit for him. Mm-hmm. So you know, there will come a day when Arkansas has quarterbacks who completely fit this system, and him as a one-year solution would be intriguing. There's no question about that.
That's a story we'll certainly keep both eyes on. All right, from that Kelly to Kellen. Let's talk about Kellen Mond this weekend at Texas A&M, a dual-threat quarterback. And, Tom, we've seen these quarterbacks that can escape the pocket, can run a little bit, can throw a little bit. These guys that that are true dual threats have eaten up Arkansas's defense the last couple of seasons. How do you think Arkansas will fare against a guy like Mond this weekend?
Well, that's tough to say. They've done a good job run stopping. It's the one department on both sides of the ball that has really shown up. Number 7 in the country, and I think leading the SEC, and really did a good job containing Auburn last week. I mean, there's no doubt they frustrated the Auburn offense. Now, having said that, Kellen Mond had a good day running the ball against the Razorbacks last year. He has gotten yardage against Alabama and Clemson, and what Jimbo Fisher stepped into was a nice structure, and they've done good with it, or done very well with it. Certainly, the way they played on the road against Alabama was somewhat of an eye-opener because they're in the transition to Jimbo Fisher. So they're ahead. They're a little ahead of Arkansas right now in their, you know, transition to a new coach. And between Trevion Williams being an outstanding running back and being able to do all the RPO stuff that you could hand to him, Kellen Mond is very dangerous, and they've got their hands full trying to limit this offense on Saturday, no doubt.
Got to start winning the battle of field position. I guess it's as simple as you got to be better on special teams and quit turning the ball over. I mean, that seems to be the problem with Arkansas and why they're losing field position battles. But I know this, you can't keep putting the defense in a bad spot. Now, that's one thing helping them, I think, a little bit statistically, and they have played very well defensively, but this team can't keep letting teams start average on an average of the 49-yard line. I know that.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, when you look at Arkansas big picture, just not clean enough execution on offense, and then, you know, the special teams, there's been turnover, Blake Johnson lost the starting job. Reed Bowers punted, and we've seen Matthew Phillips punt. The coverage against Auburn was lacking. And the turnovers that they've had, if you go back and look, so many of them have wound up back in Arkansas territory. The two against Colorado State that were critical in the first half. A lot of them against North Texas, including a pick six. The Auburn stuff, one of them got back down to the two-yard line. Arkansas needs a big dose of confidence. They lost by 31 points last week, but there were improvements in a lot of different ways. And, you know, the run defense was outstanding. They converted some third downs early in the game. But when you have as many breakdowns as they did on special teams, you can't win the game. And so I expect that will be an area that gets more starters, particularly the punt team this week, and possibly the kickoff coverage team as well. So, got to be a lot better.
Speaking with Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette right now on the show. Tom, Ty Story was named the starter early last week. They went through the first week of practice with him being the guy. Then, of course, in the game, he was getting lit up pretty good. But then this week, he's coming back. You were able to talk to him and get a few things from him. What do you think his mindset is, and do you think that we can see some improvement now that once he gets into the groove of being the guy and getting those first-team reps in every single practice?
Yeah, stronger sense of confidence from him. When the team knows who the guy is going to be, I think it allows them to have a different mindset going into the game. And I should have mentioned him a moment ago in the areas of improvement because he looked like a different guy than he did against the Colorado State in the first half. Now, the deal is that he's going to get pressure. And if they had been able to protect a moment or two longer, and I'm talking about 1 second longer, there were plays. I know there was a third down play where Jared Cornelius breaks wide open, and it must be where the pressure came from. And if he can just throw the ball out there, it's going to be a long play and maybe a touchdown. But the rush got to him, and I think this is the one where number nine got to him. But there were several instances in that game where if he can elude one guy or maybe give a feint, take another step and deliver – they can have big gains. And you would also like to think that those swing passes that he threw for Boyd just dropped his, but Devall Whaley had a chance to catch one with blockers out in front that could have changed the complexion of the first quarter. So I think you build on those type of things. You hope you get some kind of run game going with Boyd, Chase Hayden, and Hammonds and Malik Williams, and possess the ball a little bit better, convert on third downs more, and have yourself a chance. The problem Arkansas faces, they haven't been a good third down team, and A&M is one of the best in the country. So the odds don't stack up for them well there. But if they can make some slight improvements, keep the ball a little longer, you never know.
Tom, another thing, too, is something we were discussing about all these transfers. Obviously, the Kelly Bryant thing was interesting. But it just seems like college football here and going into Week 5, in a way, it almost like feels like it's free agency. You hear about all these players that are intending to transfer once the season ends. After the redshirt rule that's been put into place, as long as they don't play more than four games and they can still redshirt. It's so new, so it's really hard to grasp whether or not it's good or bad. I think it's great for content purposes. But how do you feel about this new rule and what it's doing to college football right now? Because it feels so weird to talk about all these transfers when we're not even halfway through the season yet.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre, you know, with Kelly Bryant being one of the biggest names out there that has done this, receiver from Oklahoma State. And the whole Mike Gundy and don't ask questions to the players about that is a whole new chapter that needs to be discussed as well. But I saw David Pollack yesterday talking about it. He doesn't like it. And the coaches that you hear from on this are all like, wow, you know, this is an unexpected consequence of this. But it just made so much sense that, you know, it applies to anybody in any class. And if you don't play more than four games, you can redshirt. So I don't know if they'll come back in and try to tweak the legislation because it was intended for freshmen. But really, it was just a common sense thing that the older guys would look at that and say, yeah, I could do that as well. So we haven't heard the end of this. That is for sure. They'll take another look at it.
Let me ask you, let me get back to the game with another question here for this weekend. Transition year, obviously, everything new coach. But first time they've taken a team to Arlington to play in this stadium. You think that's any, How is that a challenge for Chad Morris, trying to keep a young team in this transition period and this coaching staff all, you know, everything circled up here for this weekend, playing in a place like Jerry's World?
Yeah, well, you know, so many players on the team have been there, and, of course, they were on a road trip last week, and although they didn't win it, you can point to the special teams as, you know, the primary reason why they didn't do that. So I think they come out of that with a little bit of confidence. They outgained Auburn in the game. Defense played pretty well. And to hear Chad and team leaders T.J. Smith and Ty Story last night on his radio show, there's a sense around the team that, you know, things are starting to coalesce a little bit. Hey, look, they can't go back and get that win over Colorado State. They blew it. You know, that was one. You can build yourself a little bit of good capital with that. You can get a winning record and all that kind of stuff if they can win that one and then the North Texas debacle. But you can't get those back. And so all they can do is improve in increments, try to keep this team together, and point toward brighter days down the road. They haven't won this trophy game in many, many years. All the trophy games that they have are in someone else's case. So just to get one back would be a major step for this team.
I just know that the building itself can be a distraction for the first time you're in there, first time you're playing or coaching in there. The building itself is the problem.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tommy. Yeah, I mean, but such a big percentage of the Razorbacks roster has already been in the building.
That's true.
Obviously, the freshmen haven't. Ty Story hasn't played in it. But Chad Morris has been in the building as well, watching high school games in that state. So I don't know if that's that big of a factor.
Okay.
Makes sense to me, and I think it'll be an interesting game, especially if Arkansas can continue to build on the marginal improvements that they had against Auburn, but marginal improvements nonetheless. Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, always appreciate you joining us, Tom. Great stuff, man. Looking forward to catching up with you on Monday to react to the game on Saturday.
Yep, we'll do it. See ya.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins, straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
Well, see, I think I went through the process, Nick. I had to go through the six-month waiting period before I got an invite to Tommy's house. Because I finally got the invite to Tommy's house.
Whoa, hold on. How long is the waiting period?
Apparently 6 months.
Oh.
Because I never got an invite. He's talking about, oh, I have this pool, and I have all. I'm going to be out grilling. Oh, where's the invite, Tommy?
So you've gotten an invite, though?
I did. I went over to his house for the Colorado State game. So he invited me, and me and Ty over there.
Come on, Nick. I know where this is going.
No, I mean, I'm just asking questions.
Have you not been to his house?
I didn't know there was a six-month waiting period.
He's been invited. He's just never shown up. I'm not sure the limo could clear the corner on the.
Now, that it could not do.
I'm a little worried about Nick coming to the house because I have it's a little bit of a sharp turn into the driveway, and I'm a little, and there's a retaining wall there. I'm a little worried about the limo being able to get into the driveway.
Hold on, Ty has been there?
Yep. So have you gotten
has
invited?
Has Clifty been there too?
Yeah.
What about Tyler Wilson?
No.
Okay. Well, at least you have that.
No. Not no. Tyler hasn't been there because he just hadn't.
He just wouldn't come.
He's been invited.
Actually, Tyler has been there. Now that I think about it,
look at that.
So you've never been there?
No, I've never been invited.
You have been invited.
When?
Last year for a football game, and man, I'm gonna be in Fayetteville. Every time I've invited you to anything, you are the master excuse maker.
You know,
you are better. You know, it's not your outside jumper. It's not your defensive skills. It's not your sales ability or that ability to flash a smile. Nick Mason, the number one skill he possesses is excuses on the fly.
He can come up with some reasons.
I mean, it's like reactionary.
I turned out those one time.
It's like reactionary. I mean, hey, do you want to go do whatever it is? You know? Hey, would you like to go win the lottery? Well, I can't. I got to be, you know, I got to go be somewhere and do something. Boom. He's always got a reason why he can't do something.
Got to be on a plane. So you've been invited. You just haven't been able to show up.
I don't remember being invited. I'm just, you know.
Well, you're invited.
I'm just putting that out there. When? This weekend?
Well, no, we're not doing anything this weekend. But there will be another game. We got to get off these 11 a.m. games.
Oh, well.
Well, good luck.
I'll see you next year.
Yeah. Possibly next season. Because the only other guarantee is day after Thanksgiving. I guess that game's still at 1 p.m.
1:30 and then
They chose the Arkansas-Missouri game to have the A-team broadcasting team on CBS.
They're not going to play at 11.
I know.
No, it's not the A-team because the Saturday game will be the A-team.
No, I thought it was the A-team.
I think it was Brad Nessler.
Are you sure it's Nessler and Danielson?
I think when they made the announcement, they put that team on it.
Yeah, because that's what made it so like weird and funny. Mm-hmm.
Because it raised our eyebrows when I remember talking about that.
But they weren't on it last year. They had Aaron Taylor and Carter Blackburn on it, right?
Right. And that's, again, showing just how bad it's going to be.
Apparently going to do both games this year. They'll do the Iron Bowl, too.
Biggest victory for
Arkansas. See, that's where I was thinking they would be, but I guess I'm going to look that up because I don't think that's right.
Well, I mean,
look it up.
It's the greatest victory for Arkansas if that's the case. Let's get the A-team broadcast team on CBS because that's going to be the only time they can get it. I don't see any other game that they play this year being on CBS.
No. No, the CBS is not. Remember we did that Colorado State game on CBS Network.
CBS Network.
Yeah, we did it on CBS Network.
You're right. I was wrong. I was thinking.
That's what I'm saying. I remember hearing that. And I was like, what in the world? Like,
what did you say there? I didn't hear you.
Who?
Ty.
John, you were right. I was wrong.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Ty, this is your hell week. This is your hazing that you're going through for all of this. I'm just letting you know.
Couple weeks late.
I just can't believe you doubted the great John Neighbors.
Yeah, I know.
I guess I got off easy when I really didn't get ridiculed or mocked when I first started. So now it's kind of...
No, you only get ridiculed and mocked when you give us a good reason to, or you're doing something like going on a paid vacation to Arlington.
Remind me what you did on Labor Day when after the first game of football. Didn't I work for you that day? Didn't I do the show for you that day?
You sure did.
When you asked me to?
You sure did.
And did I say anything about it?
Oh, boy.
No, but I wouldn't have blamed you if you did.
Oh, boy.
I wasn't going to say anything about it, but...
He's got you there.
He does. No, but that's fine. That's fine.
What were you doing all that day out of curiosity?
I was at
or
the
that
lake.
Weekend.
I was at the lake.
What were you doing, though?
I was at the lake.
Doing what?
Having a good time.
Yeah. So what do you think I'm going to be doing this weekend?
But see, the difference is I wasn't trying to play it out like, oh, I'm going to be working on this weekend. I'm going down there for work.
Every time I talk about it, I put air quotes around it.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is like, oh, I'm going to have Phil. He's going to be there filming. I'm like, okay, Ty, did he volunteer to do the videoing?
I didn't lie. I straight up said no.
And you said you asked him to. Are you going to be in the press box for that game?
No.
No, you're not. Are you going to drive your own car and park in the media lot for that game?
Nope.
No, you're not. So that's what my point is I'm not trying to cover it up like I'm going, I wasn't going to the lake for work. I fully admitted it. So don't try to piss on my leg and tell me it's raining, man.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.